Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, hypocrite. Let me do this real quick. 489 people watching right now. Do me a favor and get the likes up on the video. I'm going to shout out some super chats real quick. We got two calls in queue, right? The call queue is open, 646-668-2519. You know what I mean? We got the Rumble Rider. This, so I'm a busy man today. The site went down momentarily for NegroMaster.com, but I'm going to make sure that we get it back up by tomorrow. The white man holds me back. But let me just shout out the super chats, man. I really appreciate everybody here. If you're new to the channel, make sure you subscribe, all right? And then Bella657, Kodak, got checked, period, accepted. 99, thank you, Bella. RPG Gamers, agree here. My lady, thank you. Terrence B, $1, thank you so much, brother. Javon Smiley, let's be real. Lauren, you want to be moving on 6 months anyway? Nelson M&D, Nipsey's death got you respecting the protect of black women now. RIP, Nip. Oh, man. Let me go to some of the callers, right? And then, guys, get the like up on the video if we can. 524,508 people, man. What's up? What's up with the likes? Y'all know I'm begging on Sunday like I'm a pastor. Let's go to 214-978. You on the line?
Yeah, look out on Trade this Rent.
214. What's up?
Can you
hear me? What'd you say?
Yeah, what's going on? No show this Rich Turner.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me, brother?
Hello,
can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Captain? This is Rich Turner, man, Phillips and Dallas.
I mean, you probably muffled, man. You in a baptism pool or something? What's going on, brother?
Yeah, man, I wanted to talk about this Kodak Black and Lauren London situation, man. One thing I'll say, I ain't going to take up too much of your time, is everybody pissed off about what Kodak Black said. But look at this real quick. It's kind of funny how we don't want to hold Pookie and Ray Ray to task, right? This is a prime example. So Nipsey get killed, and Kodak Black come out and say something about smashing Lauren London, but I don't really recall when John Lennon got killed. Nobody came out talking about smashing Yoko Ono because they got a code. They got a simple form of respect. And that's just a simple example of what the hell is wrong with us right now. And that's all I got, brother.
No, I agree. That's a good point. Thanks for calling in, brother. We'll talk about that. Wow. let's go to 513. And you know, Kodak Black is like a Haitian American, so some people are saying it in the chat. But 513-413, you're on the air with me and LAR on the Semi Brother Pill. What's going on?
What's up, y'all? Y'all can hear me?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Yeah, look, I just want to say something real quick. I'm not mad at Kodak. Lauren London is basically a statistic now. You know what I'm saying? She, you know, had a first baby dad. The shit ain't work out. Single mother. She started dating Trey Songz before Nipsey for a few months. That didn't work out. Nipsey got with her. He put a kid in her or whatnot. I don't really see a difference with her and all these other chicks in the urban community. Like, but the difference... The only thing I could say is, yeah, the only thing is, like I said, she's, you know, she just liked them. So it is what it is.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling in, brother. I appreciate that. All right. God bless you. Oh, man. Something wrong with his home, brother. You need to get that shit fixed. All right. Let me go ahead on. 513. You on the air, man. What else? What's going on? 513. Hello, hello. All right, I'm not gonna be. He hung up. Okay. Let me get back to LAR, man. We sweat. You need to call in. You there, LAR? Exactly. No, I feel that. Let me guys, it's on the line. I'm gonna let LAR move and say, but if you hear some silence, it's not that we're not there. Stay on the line, I'll let him say what he has to say, and we come right back to everybody. Let me just talk about those in queue right now, LAR. We got 304, we got 562-702-941-973. I see all of you on Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead, LAR. Any else want to add to that? All right, let me go to Hotel 562-380. Let me go ahead and give you the drum making drum sound.
Hey, what's up, O'Shea?
What's going on,
Kobe. Hi, what's going on?
Why are you calling me?
So I want to talk about the Kodak situation. I mean, it's like, what do you expect?
You need to be known.
He said
you don't even know. Bro, do some. Bro, you need some Kool Aid Jammer and some gummy bears, dog. Why are you calling me, dude?
Like, you want the fuck. Young M.A., you know the Zach rapper,
why are you
Young M.A.?
You only 10. No,
I'm
20. Can't say that right now, bro. No, you can't talk about stuff like that on here. You can't say, don't say bad stuff, bro. Get off my phone.
He wants to fight M.A. the rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like, what do people expect from Kodak Black? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Bro, what kind of phone do you have? Are you on the rotary flip phone?
Obama phone. My phone broke. Got ran over by a car. Hello? Hello? Hello?
We're sorry. The nigga that you were calling into have now left the building. Have a good motherfucking day.
Oh, shit, I'm talking. Why are you being rude right now?
We're sorry. The niggas you called into have got somebody to talk to. All right, 702, you on the air? Hello, 702? Hello? 702, 702? 702.
Hold on a second.
Nigga, you hung up.
All right.
941580. What's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
Hello? What's up?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay. I got a quick question. If Phil was Lauren London that died in a tragic accident, or she got murdered or something, do you think if a famous celebrity female hollered at Nipsey Hussle, would you think that that would be disrespectful, or would you think he would turn her down?
Wait, say that again, my brother, real quick.
If Lauren London was the one that passed away in the relationship due to some type of form of illness or some type of murder, but if another famous female artist shot her shot at Nipsey Hussle, would that be disrespectful, and would you think that he would turn her down?
I don't know if he'd turn it down or not. I guess it depends on who she is, but I would think that it would be disrespectful, yes.
So why is it disrespectful for Kodak Black for shooting his shot? It's the same thing, because I'm pretty sure Nipsey also would do that. Yeah, he would mourn Lauren London, but I bet you he smashed that celebrity female that shot her shot at him.
Okay. All right. No, this is a good point. All right. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Let me go to 973. 973, what's
going on? Hey, O'Shea, what's going on? That last caller, that was not a good point. You know what I'm saying? I understand you're trying to be nice. Like, right now, I'm 40 years old. I'm from an era, like, where, you know what I mean, I don't even want to say there's an era. I'm going to say me and the people that I surround myself with. There's just kind of like a, there was just kind of like a respect. If you
Brother, what kind of phone do you have, brother?
I don't have a part-time wire, brother. That's you. Can you hear me now? No, I mean, can you hear me now? How do I sound now? You sound like you need to get some foil on your screen protector so you can get... No, but I understand you're joking, but I just want to let you know. I was listening in. Everybody from YouTube, everybody was sounding clear. And you kept saying, hello, hello, hello. So it's not us.
No, you sound good now. You sound all right now, brother. You sound all right. Well, go ahead, brother.
All right, I sound all right. Yeah, so no. Basically what I'm saying is, you know, just like what that last caller said, what does that have to do with anything, whether if the roles was reversed? It's just, you know, it's just a respect thing. I really don't have an issue with Kodak Black shooting his shot, but I mean, the man is not in the ground. And I also think that it's kind of, again, like I said, I'm from the era, like I'm 40. Like, yo, we used to beat motherfuckers up. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, a cat like that with those comments and with Kodak Black, you know what I'm saying? Kodak Black in close proximity would have got punched in the face. But however, we can't have it both ways. We can't say that we don't have a code. And when other hip hop artists are basically trying to establish a code, we still have something to say. Do we want a code or we don't want a code? What do we want?
Okay. All right. Let me bring on the other caller that I was on the line. I think he was here. Let me see if I can find him here. All right. He's gone. All right. Okay. All right. More people calling in. All right. Let me go back to LAR real quick. I see love, see Shardy, but LAR, are you here? Yeah, man. And when y'all call in, right? The reason why I do coaching like that, man, you can't be calling in saying derogatory things about protected groups. You know what I'm saying? Like. And luckily, you can't be saying stuff like that on YouTube, man. That's, some of y'all are dumb, all right? You can't, you know. All right, go ahead. I get it.
I don't think my call is private.
Yes, it's you, brother. What's going on?
You talking to me right here?
Yes, you.
Okay, yeah, I'm out of California. I'm almost 50 years old, I'm from the L.A. area. I moved out with my family. Moved out of L.A. like in 1990. Because there was nothing popping on, but nothing but gang violence. And I'm going to be real with you. Number one, we're talking about the death of celebrity. No matter how anybody feels, I mean, if you want to be in your feelings and respect them, I mean, you got to understand, a person who's known to the public isn't due love or respect. That's if you choose. If you want to love and respect that man, that's on you. If another person doesn't, that's on them. They get to have that. You have free will. You just because a person is beloved by a group of people doesn't mean that everybody's supposed to love that person. So anybody feeling insulted by somebody saying something out of pocket, I mean to the point that we see these grown men, where we see grown black men threatening to kill another black man over a stupid comment. What is the state of our people, brother? And that's what got me upset. It has me upset that our people are being systematically murdered by white cops. This man was murdered by a black man. Okay, so if you want to get in your feelings about that, but I don't see none of these gangster rappers talking about linking up together, the Crips and the Bloods, doing some kind of revolution on murdering cops. When are we going to see that? When am I going to see these gangster rappers go take out and go murder the cop that killed Tamar Rice, a 12-year-old black boy that was shot dead by a cop for playing with a toy gun in a park? I don't see no gangster rappers talking about they want to link up and murder somebody like that. But they sure as hell going to murder a black man talking out of pocket about some celebrity. You can get in your feelings on some fake shit if you want to. But I want to see black men get real mad on some real shit. Our people are getting murdered, brother. Our women, our children, our brothers are being murdered. Innocent people who didn't gangbang, who didn't wreck no hood, right? So when am I going to see gangbangers
woke up on some real shit. Why did Jack the Rapper want to kill or somebody said something stupid about a celebrity that wasn't due his love or respect? He's a celebrity, whether he's Arnold Schwarzenegger or Denzel Washington. What? You tell me. What love is that? Or is a celebrity due? That a 12-year-old black boy that's innocent, that was driven apart by a white cop. And you want to talk about who got code of respect? You want to be real? Let's be real, brother. Where are we going to look up and get mad and leak up and put our guns together and stop fighting over colors of the rainbow about who got put respect on their name? When you see my people, your people, young, innocent, riding the car that they worked hard to pay for, getting shot, no drugs, getting gang banged, and they get run back out, and it's on video, and they laughing at you. They laughing at you. You understand that the white cop is laughing at you right now? When you get mad with somebody talking stupid shit. But while they killing us, they laughing at every one of us. And they saying the same thing, that we cowards, that we stupid, that we will kill each other, but we will never wake up and fight them. The revolution will never happen. Because we so caught up on worshiping people that ain't doing worship. Now speak on that. Say something real about that. What are you going to get mad over tomorrow, Rice? What about Charles Kenny, a black man who worked with an autistic, with a group home full of kids who were mentally disabled? He was on the ground with his hands up and got shot by a cop. They just left that cop off. Nobody knows who Charles Kenny is, but you sure as hell know who Nancy Austin is, but you don't know Tamar Rice. You don't talk about Eric Gardner. You don't talk about Mike Brown. When are we going to look up and put our flags together, stop banging your feet and stop banging your shit against each other and bang against the white man? And you will, none of you will get my respect. None of you gangbanging rap artists will get my respect until you start talking real about looking up and killing one of these white folks. They're killing us and laughing at us.
Brother, you need to calm down, brother.
You have children, Lonnie? Are you a black man and you have black children?
Brother, just breathe. Just breathe, brother. You just need to get some water in your life.
Hey, do you understand, brother? I got a black son in here that I'm worried about every day that I gotta get my shotgun ready when a cop roll up. While y'all talking about a grown man and you think is due respect, I'm worried about the real enemy. My enemy is the police and the American government. Not no other black man where he say some stupid shit or gangbanging. I ain't worried about that. My son is a good boy. He had never done nothing. He had never fought against no other black man. I've raised him better than that. I've raised him to have self-respect. He have dignity. Well, he don't see another black man as his enemy. He ain't worried about that dumb shit, but you sure as fuck better believe he worried about a white man rolling up on him. They get away with murdering us.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling in. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. What the fuck is that? What's wrong with him? Yes. Right. What did he say? Did he say tomorrow, right? Yeah, we got two more callers. Let me shout out to my big bro, Yellow Vision. I see him, man. I know him personally in the chat, you know. Well, who she can get on YouTube, man. Shout out to my man, Yellow Vision. It's funny because I used to do mixtapes, right? Like, I used to, like, gather them together and, like, organize them. And I gave him that name for that album. He still uses it to this day. So let me give out some shout-outs, man. Dwayne 2827, thank you for the super chat of $10. Vincent, I'm sorry you had to experience that. Yeah, man, that nigga was crazy. So I appreciate everybody, man, that's enjoying the show. Call into the show. I'm going to get you call. Get the likes up on the video. We got 731 people in the chat. I would like to get 243 people to like the video, right? So do that for me. Let's go to 904. Let's see what's up.
What's good with your shit? Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Yeah. We good.
Okay, I'm in the gym, bro. I got this old rinky-dink ass head sitting in right now. But, yeah, this situation crazy, bro. Like, I mean, first and foremost, yeah, what Kodak said was disrespectful as shit. But you made a good point. Like, I don't respect a nigga like Kodak to have respect like that. So it don't bother me that much because, I mean, I don't know Nipsey Hussle like that. I'm not even going to pretend like I used to follow Nipsey Hussle. You know what I'm saying? The only thing I know about Nipsey Hussle is a song that this nigga got on NBA Live 19, bro. I don't know nothing about Nipsey Hussle. So I don't hold that nigga to like a high standard like everybody else do, even though I do recognize what he did now that it's been put out there. But where my problem is with Kodak is that he just dumb as a motherfucker, bro. Because, I mean, okay, let's see. Let's say he did feel that way, or he wanted to shoot his shot at Lauren London since Nipsey Hussle is out the way, so to speak. Nigga, you didn't have to put that on live, though. You didn't have to say that shit publicly to the whole world. Those type of conversations is conversations that you have with your homeboys. That's nigga shit. You don't have conversations like that in public. You know what I'm saying? The most public you have a conversation like that is maybe like the barbershop or some shit like that. You don't put that shit on Instagram Live or Facebook Live or whatever. That was a private conversation that he should have kept between him and his boys. And furthermore, with him being so damn dumb and putting that shit out there on the internet like that, he basically just ruined whatever chances he did at having Lauren London. He probably could have got her if he would have just kept it to himself. You know what I'm saying? Now you ain't going to get it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Now you ain't gonna get it, but you done basically talked yourself out of it, bro. So you may as well apologize. You ain't got no choice but to apologize now, bro. Cause you looking stupid in front of the whole internet, bro. But that's all I got to say on that. But I want to throw an idea out there for you too, bro. Cause I know, like when we be on the line and we don't hear LAR while we are waiting on the line or whatever, like maybe you should do it like this. Like have LAR call into the show. And like, just have him on the line, so that whenever he do speak, we can at least hear him over the phone.
Right. I'm gonna get that fixed this week. There's an online mix that Kevin Daniel told me to get. So I'm gonna stop the ghetto shit this week.
I'm
right in there with you, bro. I'm a nigga just like you, and I'm the king of niggering and shit. That's why I brought that up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Until you get that shit professionally fixed, my nigga, just LAR call us to the show, and you just leave LAR on the line so that whenever he needs to speak, we can still hear him. You know what I'm saying? That's a good little niggering until you get that shit together.
I'm doing pretty good. So I want to say this right here. Kodak Black did what was expected from a street dude. You know what I'm saying? That's what they do. You know what I'm saying? As soon as a dude get locked up, knocked off, they sliding into baby mama's DM. So I respect him for the fact that he kept it real according to his code. Now, I don't move by that code, but he, you know, and then you got people like T.I. and, you know, and who else? And Game, they trying to come for him. But the simple fact is, Game just put out that he slept with Kim Kardashian. So what are you talking about? This man is living. You disrespecting his wife in front of his face. So it's like, I don't understand how these rappers. I don't understand how these rappers can have no respect for a living husband, but they get on Kodak Black for, you know. He didn't even say he was shooting his shot. He was just saying she's going to be a whole widow out here. And he even said he was going to give her a year. You know what I'm saying? And on the other hand, what you want to look at is Kodak Black is the crack baby from the crack that T.I. sold. Let's just keep it 100. Let's just keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? So you create these monsters, you know what I'm saying, but you don't want to have responsibility for them. But you try to go on Instagram and all your things and grandstand on them when you could have picked up the phone, you know, and had a conversation with that man. And then you threaten him with violence, and a black man is dead from another black man having violence towards him. So it don't make no sense, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to be in the streets, be in the streets. If you're not going to be in the streets, don't be in the streets. But you can't be back and forth, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I see it, you know. Also, too, you know what I'm saying, I want to throw a little history to this. This is nothing new. Bobby Womack married Sam Cooke's wife right after Sam Cooke died. And Sam Cooke was his mentor. Right. So, you know what I'm saying? This is nothing new. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. But I don't like how the Game, you know what I'm saying, T.I. try to grandstand on this man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all sit here and talk about, you know, like Lil Wayne said, she ain't have a ringer or a ring on last night. You know, y'all support that, disrespecting the man that's living, but this man is dead. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to act like, you know, Kodak Black did something wrong when he's only following by street rules. And, you know, so that's how I see it.
Mo?
Yeah, Mo Facts.
Okay, are you on Star Show or?
Yeah, I'll be on Star Show too. I got my channel coming up, and if you don't mind, if I could promote it.
Yeah.
That's M O E F A C T Z. Mo Facts. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised you recognize me. You know, I appreciate that. That's big coming from you.
Well.
So, you know what I'm saying? I just try to keep it real, you know what I'm saying? How I see it, and that's how I see it. And T.I., I don't know. And another thing is, I would like to see who all in her DMs trying to console her. Everybody trying to be out in the out front like they all shot in, you know what I'm saying? But how many people hit up like, if you need anything, shorty, I'm here for you. Come on, man. Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it 100. Also, too, I'd like to say another thing. Why is it okay, you know what I'm saying, for women when a man wife die, they show up with cakes and cookies and you can call me if you need anything or anybody to talk to. You know what I'm saying? You see it in movies all the time, but this man just said the same thing and everybody wanna come after him. I mean, it's just the cancel culture. That's how I see it. You know, like I said, I don't subscribe to that. I would never do any of my friends, like, wives like that. But them dudes play by street rules, so that's how I see it.
All right. And then this, your YouTube channel, Low Fact, you have, like, what, how many subscribers? I want to make sure I'm on the right one.
I only started on this week, and I already got, like, 150 followers. And I don't even have any content on it yet. I've just been grinding on Star Show. But I got some stuff coming.
Okay.
And my first, you know what I'm saying, topic is going to be the destruction of the black family going from the Great Migration up to the crack era.
All right.
So I'm putting that together now.
I
appreciate you letting me call in, though, O'Shea.
We got Mo Fax in the building, right? I want to help the brother do something. He got 100. Some of y'all know him already, right? Do me a favor. Let's get him 100 subs right now, man. He's on Star in the Morning or Star Report. He's on Star for Big and the entertainment and stuff. Everybody that clicks that YouTube link right there and hit the bell on the man's channel, I'm going to shout you out. So let's see if we can do it right now. Dark Dante, just sub. Thank you. All right, let's go ahead and take it to 200, y'all. That's the brother on here right now. Everybody click that link and hit the bell on the link that I'm at Mo Fax. Thank you, Mr. Nice Nigga. What up, Poker Daddy Mo Fax sub? All right, James Harvey sub. Who else? Come on, y'all. Let's help sub, NC Frisco sub, Amanda Green sub, Sam Ajin sub, Eddie sub, Gene sub, One Punch Mean sub, my favorite sub, Man Mitch sub, Stone 3 sub. I want to hear from Bruh. Okay, keep subbing, y'all. Jane West sub. All right, bro, we get you some subs over here, man. Rich Turner sub. Sean sub. The Jam sub. All right, thank you so much, man. I thank everybody for subbing. So, most facts, when you take subscriptions, man, you're going to have about, you got 68 new people that math, brother.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I love all the love, man. Man, I'm speechless right now, man. I really appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. You know what I mean? Another black man looking out for another black man. That's how we should be. And anything I could do for you,
like,
man,
that.
You let me know.
Just email me, brother. We're going to do
the
plan.
Look, most facts, I'm the same thing on Instagram, Twitter. You know, I got it all. I just started out, like I said, I started out by calling in the Star Show, and then he started bringing me on as co-host. So all this is new to me. I'm trying to get my feet up under me. But, man, I'm just in shock right now. I appreciate that, bro, for real.
Nah, man, it's all good, brother. So thank you for calling in. And again, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know this is what we do over here in the Mountain, man. You know, we got to hotel. What's going on? We need to, you know, do more of that kind of stuff, man. Like, help our brothers and, you know, get further. Because here's the thing, right? A lot of times, and I'm going to get back to the show, but a lot of you brothers complain, oh, we don't have enough black media, we don't have enough brothers doing stuff. And then they go to the white men and they go and they create content for people. You want to call them them. But if you start really giving people a chance, you know what I'm saying, really in these communities, man, that's how we help build more brothers up and make brothers want to fuck with us. So I want all you brothers to maintain that energy, you know what I mean, and let's all help each other come up, man. You know what I'm saying? That's real shit. All right, let me go back to another caller real quick. LER, we're going to come right back. Let me go to 9. Let me go to 757. Oh, that's ABL. Hold on. Let me give it to George Megan Dumbbell. ABL, what do you want?
Yo, hey, it's a lot to break down here. First of all, has anybody mentioned Faith Evans, how she was married 1 year after Big got murdered? Has anybody mentioned that?
No, we have not mentioned it. But go ahead and mention it. That's a good point.
Well, I mean, people talking about, oh, well, he was wrong for shooting his shot right after he died. I mean, really, nobody really cares about that. Like the previous caller said, there's probably plenty of men in their DMs right now offering condolences, saying, hey, sis, there's anything I could do, just let me know. I'm right here for you. If you need a shoulder to cry on.
Right.
There's a lot of that type of stuff going on, but don't nobody talk about it publicly.
Right.
It's only since Kodak Black came out publicly, people want to attack him. But it's just part of the whole cancel culture because Kodak Black had been locked up, sexual assault charges, just stupid stuff. Nobody cares about that. That's not really a big deal. But then all of a sudden, when he says something that's unpopular, people want to get offended. Since when did people become so offended at what gangster rappers said to the point where they want to start telling on them and getting kicked off of social media? I mean, since when? Like, this dude, Kodak Black, I mean, come on. We talking about hood dudes, that's him. And hood dudes, you're not going to expect to have this 300 IQ to be all introspective and sensitive. You're going to expect them just to be who they are, raw and uncut, and it ain't really going to be too much else. What you see is what you get. So people just acting stupid for real, and a lot of people would go ahead and try to holler at her anyway. It's a lot of guys that when their friend get locked up, they're going to be the first one over the girlfriend and wife house, you know what I'm saying, trying to get with her. Tekashi 6ix9ine, the manager, what's his name, Shoddy, allegedly slept with baby mama. You see what I'm saying? That's how it always goes.
Right.
So all this, you know, don't talk about, you know, the dead or the locked up. Don't nobody really care about that. It's just a matter of people becoming upset and enraged on social media. That's all that it is to it.
Nah, that's real. Let me, you know what, actually, you got a whole point, lady. Let me give you a call, brother. All right. Now, ADL, everybody knows you. Now, I do got some new people over here, ADL. So, you know, we got some. If you're new to this channel, like I got 756 right now, let me know if you're here on this channel or not. This is Anthony Brian Logan. Anthony Brian Logan, go ahead and shout your channel out, man. Let everybody know where they can find you at.
Yeah, just search on YouTube the three letters ABL and the search bar on YouTube A as in Anthony, B as in Brian, L as in Logan. Search that in the bar I come up, or just go straight to the URL, youtube.com/ALOGE. You can find me on there talking that good conservative talk, what you need, so we can break away from this whole Democrat plantation we're on right now in the black community. But yeah, that's where I'm at.
All right. AB, I hope to see you on the Rumble tonight, man. We got a similar topic, man. So, you know, we got BGF on the leadoff, but I hope to see you tonight, man, on the Rumble. If you got time.
So, yeah, I'll check it out, see what's going on with it.
Yeah, that's how ABL, he needs big time now. Yeah, I can see what I can do, you know. All right, shout out to ABL, man. Let me take one more call to go back to LER real quick. Now, let me do this real quick, right? I'm going to shout my man LER out also. Now, I know we got some people, I don't know if you're new to this channel, but if you're new to this channel, make sure that you subscribe and hit the bell, right? Because I know a lot of people might watch it at the content here, but if you're new, subscribe to my channel, hit the bell. I want to see, do a little test run to see if we got new people just watching the topic today and not necessarily on every day. So if you're here and you like the topic, subscribe, hit the bell to the channel, and you can actually call and participate. So let me go ahead on and get the 234 area code. Area code 234, you're on the air. What's going on? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? What's going on, brother? What's going on?
Oh, nothing.
All right. How can I help you, brother?
Nothing.
So you just called in and say nothing?
No, I'm calling in. Make sure you talk to your caller, and now you're doing better. So. I'm driving the semi truck, buddy. I'm chilling.
You don't seem like you can drive anything, brother. You don't seem like you can walk from here to the bathroom. So I don't believe no state gave you no kind of license. I just don't believe that.
All right, send me your email. I'll send you my loads. Send me your email. I'll send you everything. I'll send you my company name and everything, buddy.
No, absolutely not. No, because you.
Okay, then. Shut the fuck up.
Absolutely not. Oh, so you mad now? Now you angry?
No, what are you talking about? I bet I make more money than you.
I bet you sound a little I'm just saying, was you ever in Drew Hill? Like,
dude, you're the ugliest motherfucker I ever saw on YouTube.
Yeah, I know. You know that. That's you gotta come better than that. That's easy. Everybody knows that. Except for your mama. Yeah. But I
don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I still. My mom and dad still together. Stupid.
Do they know that they can't be together if they know they had you?
Okay.
So how did you get in the kindergarten truck, dog? Did you like drop out?
Like I said, I'm just making sure you're talking right. What did you say?
Okay. So Are you sure you wasn't in a baking cookies playing the organ for
twice? Nope.
Silver and gold.
There is a lot of time with me, buddy.
I'm sorry?
I said you wasting a lot of time with me, shit.
What? Yeah, the way you said that, I ain't wasting more time with you because you like, you wasting a lot of time with me, shit. Did you hear that, though?
call and I look at it from the point of view of opportunity. I can't lie. Kodak did what he did. People mad. Kodak did what he did. But you got to look at it as an opportunity. Most people that involved in this is black. So this is a black. It's a black thing. Black on black thing. Black people looking into what we're going to take care of as far as our community. Most black people, as far as my limited information, is our Christian. So if they're Christian, whether they're doing the right thing or not, whether they call themselves Christians, whether they're doing it or not doing it, they're looking at it from the point of view as that's disrespectful. So the opportunity is, yes, this is like the, I don't know that guy, I think you call him LAR. I think LAR said it's called a Jesus moment. He called it a Jesus moment, and that's exactly how I take it, as an opportunity for people to see it as a Jesus moment. Don't be mad at this man. Well, we already know. Don't be mad at this man for doing something that you might, for his sin, while you sin it, and don't be not practicing what you preach. And that's all, an opportunity.
All right. Thank you, my brother. I really appreciate you. Okay, somebody said, hold on, what's your number, D? Hold on a second. One last call, man. That nigga said 954. Your man about to run out. Young Greasy. That nigga, you got free reward. Don't they got weekend free? Even in 2000, nigga, I'd have hang up on you. 954, you on the air. What's up?
What's up, brother O'Shea? How you doing, man?
Hold on. Khalil, who you talking to? Don't do the mimics, bro. It's not cool. Nigga, don't you tell me what the motherfucker do? Get his ass out of my chat room. Nigga, it's my motherfucking channel. You don't get your Gerald LaVert, What's Behind Door Number One LSG album ass, nigga. Get your motherfucking ass out here. Nigga, who the fuck you think you talking to? You play with your kids, not me, nigga. What's behind door number one? Somebody get that job done. Get your ass out of here, nigga. Go ahead, brother. What were you saying?
Hey, man, I just wanted to come and say, like, that's like Florida shit 101. My homeboy's girl died a couple months ago, and in less than 1 week, one of his, like, coworkers or somebody who knew and knew the chick, and they was friends, she let him smash. Like, niggas and bitches do the same thing. Like, that shit is not surprising.
Right.
And then people getting outraged that Kodak Black is saying nigga shit with his niggas. Like, it's just, people do that shit all the time. Motherfuckers will fuck you while you in the funeral procession, on the road, on the way to bury the motherfucker. Like, people don't care like that.
Right.
So I'm seeing this. It's like, you know, how many people probably out here waiting for Jay-Z to kick the bucket?
Man.
I mean, it's just, it's fake outrage.
Yeah,
it's like, to me, it's fake outrage, and they're going crazy over it. I'm sorry, you saying?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, it's fake outrage to me, and it's just like, come on, man. Like, I understand, yeah, the guy isn't buried yet and all that other stuff, but people don't really have that type of they don't have them type of scruples, if I use the word properly. They don't have that type of morality. Like, they don't have that type of code. And then also, like, niggas make fun of people, like, dying like that all the time. Is it wrong? Is it right? No. But at the same time, like, why are we, like, fake outraged over this shit? And then, last thing, if you look at his videos in terms of, like, the amount of views and everything, now he's getting, he's cracking a million on damn near every video. Nipsey Hussle, that is. Like, he's cracking a million on damn near every video. Where was that type of support and love when he was alive?
Right.
And that's pretty much all I got to say. And shout out to LAR. I haven't talked to you on BGS Hangout in a while, man.
Thank you. But you know what he said, though, right? I think, like, one thing he said, he's like, man, I don't know, bruh. Like, I only met him one time, you know what I'm saying? And you know how when you know of somebody, but you don't really, like it's YouTubers, right? Like for example, popular YouTuber, I'm just, you know, using his name, somebody like you, I know you, right? But let's say somebody like our, like Asan Campbell, Lovely T, you know, somebody like, who's another biggie, Tariq Nasheed. Like, I know of them, but I don't know them. You know what I mean? You know, Jason Black. You know, I talked to him like once, twice. But I know who he is, but I don't really know him like that. You know what I'm saying? So let's say if something, like if people have a reason why they really like, you know, those YouTubers, I'm not in the loop as to why, because I haven't been following them like for so long. So, but I wouldn't have that same reaction. Let's say somebody like you or, because you know, me and you do the most shows, or let's say like, you know, George or ADL, which I actually have some form of relationship with you. So like for me, like for James, all right, yeah, you probably wouldn't say that about Nipsey because you have that relationship with Nipsey. You know what I mean? But, go ahead. Right. No, that's true. Got a good point there. Wow. Let me do this, right? Let me do this, right? Now, some of y'all already subscribed to LAR, but you gotta promote my man's channel. You know what I mean? He got over 10,000 subscribers, but who is not subscribed to LAR, right? Let's do this. LAR, the man right here, boom. Now, most of y'all subscribe, but let's get the subscriptions up to LAR Movement right there. That's in the thing. If you subscribe to LA Hit the Bell, if you're new to the channel, if you want to, you know, talk to the brother that's on the other end with me right now, he got over 10,000 subscribers, you know what I mean? A lot of content. So make sure you subscribe to LAR Movement, right? And do that. I think almost everybody is subscribed. But Jay Dell, are you subscribed with that player hat on, man? What kind of hat is this? Hold on. Look at that nigga hat. Nigga, who are you, nigga? Are you the nigga that was supposed to make the fourth house and got cut, nigga? Oh yeah, this nigga. Brother, let's go with this Dick Tracy hat you got on, brother, in the closet. You thought you was looking good when you took this motherfucker picture, huh? Yeah, I'm gonna put this on YouTube for the comment section and yeah, you want to do 17, like
Is that true?
man is Beyonce while she's married. I mean, that can't be true if Jay-Z bought all the mixtapes. I don't know. Yeah, man. Some of y'all need to step up the gossip. But anyways, man, so let me kind of ask you this, man. I want to talk about this, right? A lot of people have been saying, hold on, man, get Reese Mafia out of here. What up, Jason Johnson? What's going on with this whole thing, man? Like, Nipsey is not ADOS, right? I've been hearing a lot of people say that. You know, he ain't really ADOS, and why are we caring about him and all that shit? Nah, I mean, like, okay, let me say this real quick, right? And a lot of dudes have taken this ADOS thing and kind of went overboard with it. And, you know, this is how I feel, right? I'm an athlete right now. So I'm one of the few dudes that's, like, real hardcore, like, all right, I got to be one of the niggas that come to Africa all the time that's not a pan-athlete. I feel I'm crazy, right? But I'm not at all, you know, not that I don't love African people or I think that, you know, I'm better than anybody. We all black, I understand. Like, I feel comfortable here. I look like everybody else, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the people are nice. But at the same time, I know my loyalty is to the African-American people and then also trying to spread the positive African-American influence around the world. Although I'm a little ghetto at times, right? I understand that. But Nipsey Hussle, although he's half, right? Look at who he's identifying with. Now, although it's a little negative in Georgia, he's culturally an African American, culturally ADOS. He's doing things for what he considers to be an ADOS community. You know? I don't think he's doing the same. He's not one of them dudes that's making money off the hood. And he sent all that money back to Eritrea. You know what I'm saying? You know, he taking care of dudes that's coming out of jail that's, you know, in the community. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you disrespect a person like that? You know what I mean? Like, how can you basically reduce up somebody like that who is culturally us? He don't look at himself as, oh, okay. Like a lot of athletes, man, in America, they come over and they build their own little sections of community. And a lot of times, they might live right next to us. They don't talk to us. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because a lot of Africans criticize Indians and other groups for coming over to Africa, not fucking with them. That's what Indians do. When Indians come over to certain places in Africa, they don't deal with African Americans or deal with Africans. But Nipsey Hussle is not a person that, you know, trying to throw up the Richie flag, you know what I'm saying? And he's trying to help out African American people, you know, or London's African American. So just because his dad is a Richie, he can't help that. Hold on, man, get rid of this Chris Cotton nigga. God damn, you are annoying. Hold on. Asad Rakib, you're not qualified to have this conversation. Yes, I can, because it's on my motherfucking channel, bitch. So, it's different if he is half and half, and he's identifying, like, I don't fuck with you African-American niggas. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not a part of me. Like, and some people do that, but he's not doing that. So I don't understand how some of these people really look at him as, like, he's an African immigrant or something like that. He's not. You know what I mean? You're an idiot if you think that. The brother was really trying to really do things for African-American people. He can't help that his father was a rich man. He lived and grew up with the same struggles we did. Let me speak on this. What I'm going to say is rocks and feathers, right? And I'm going to say this. The person who at least is known for starting ADOS is none other than the song process of Yvette Carnell. Yvette Carnell has taken some serious criticisms. Talking about ADOS, like, okay, well, are you like 45% black yourself? Not only has she taken criticisms about her DNA makeup, she's taken criticisms about her possibly sexuality. So if you want to talk about, let's say, who black people don't want to be identified with, well, think about it. The person that is responsible for ADOS is probably as much white as she is black. And at the same time, not heterosexual. So if people want to throw stuff in different directions at Nipsey or at Tiffany Haddish, right, and I heard that also at ABL. You can throw stuff. I've heard people throw some stuff. I listened to a video by Irritated Genie, and I was like, ooh. You know what I mean? So I think you make a point when we talk about who we're going to pick and choose, because I fuck with the hashtag ADOS from the standpoint of African Americans must separate themselves from continental Africans or other groups of blacks in the United States for reasons of reparation and to separate our plight from everybody else's. That's my basis for it. Whether a motherfucking dolphin came up with that as a name or, to me, it don't matter. I'm looking at what you're saying. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care what, you know. To me, the ideology, that part alone, is enough for me to support that. But you're going to have people that's going to say, okay, well, Nipsey is, but I'm the kind of person with this. If you have one African-American black parent and you identify with what? You identify with the culture, okay, even if it's negative or whatever, you can see that Nipsey Hussle didn't look at himself as being different from what I can see. Now, obviously, he's lighter. You can tell that he ain't got our features all the way. He got features someplace from his brother. But you look at him, they're actually out there. And I think, this is what I think, man. The reason why Nipsey Hussle stays in the hood so long is because he knew he was not full African-American. So he always had to prove to people that he really fucks with the hood because everybody knows he didn't look like us. He didn't look like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? He looked different. That's why I think he was always there. Go ahead. I think if the person has an ignorance and you have certain, you have put enough effort to identify that you identify as an African American, and that is your plight, I think for me that would be enough. But the reason why I think that Nipsey Hussle went so hard as he did is because look at him. He don't look like a typical African American dude. He don't look like me. He don't look like you. He don't look like Aaron Ferris. So he always got to prove himself like, all right, nigga, you ain't really, you know, you like, in the back of people's mind, we look at Nipsey Hussle, man, he don't look like a nigga. He look like something else. Like, you can know that he sound like a nigga, he talk like a nigga, but, you know, you don't really look, you can look at him and tell, like, bro, you something else. Are you Dominican? Are you half black, half, like, you know what I'm saying? He got long hair and shit. He's probably been getting hated on his whole life. And it goes back to this whole thing that light-skinned people and black men always had to go to heart. I mean, you know what I mean? Look at, you know, look at lighter skinned people, look at Malcolm X, look at Booker T, you know what I mean? Look at all these people that the black Panthers, Huey P. Newton, all light skinned people, including I think even Irene, Yvette Carnell, they have a lot more to prove. If Nipsey was dark skinned like me, there's no fucking way he's there. He's only there because his father isn't a rich man, and a lot of people are gonna still look at him as an outsider. His brother definitely don't look like he African American. So if you're gonna be there, if we gonna fuck with you like that for real, nigga, you need to be bringing business here. Nigga, you need to be doing something here, nigga, because you don't even really look like us like that. So you're gonna have to really prove yourself. And you gonna be a crip. Come on, man, he's a skinny kid, he don't look like, man, he probably was getting, you know, niggas, he had to really try to prove himself though. And you in the 50s, like, look at niggas like Big U. Niggas that look like me, niggas that look like you, niggas that look, we're the niggas that everybody, you come to the black community, that's who we're niggas. So when other motherfuckers come through that look like Nipsey, or they come through that look a little foreign, like, you know what I mean, look a little light, they gonna have a harder time. Because, you know, girls like him more, you know what I'm saying, niggas are gonna be jealous and shit like that. So, you know what I mean? So I think he had to be there like that because he had to prove to everybody, like, I'm really one of y'all. But I can guarantee you, if he was dark like me, man, he would have been out that motherfucker quick. That's my thing. I don't think you can do that, man. Like, I know people disagree with what I'm saying, but what I'm saying is this, is that if you are more light-skinned, okay, in black communities, you have to do more to prove yourself. Like, if Kanye kids come out light-skinned, well, they are light-skinned, right? They're mixed. If they want to be associated with the black race and actually do things, they're gonna have a harder road. In some cases, it's going to be easier, but a lot of people, man, go, you know, when you're light-skinned or a mixed race, people automatically assume that you're soft, and people automatically assume that a lot of things, some people, let me finish this real quick. And then also, in the gangbanging culture, like the most hardest niggas in gangs, in my opinion, that I've seen that put in the most work are the black niggas, the dark ones. You have niggas that be getting down that's all colors, man, but the niggas that be the hitter niggas in the pen, and from what I've been told, they usually the blacker dudes. Those are the dudes that are more, people think that are a little bit more hardcore. And then also, you have to understand, and you join the gang, like the six. So then, you got to show loyalty that you black. You know what I'm saying? Even if you grew up there, you got to show loyalty to the gang and to the community. So you're serving two people at the same time. But again, I don't think that if he's a fully blooded, like dark skinned dude like me, he don't have those problems, man. I don't think he has to keep proving himself. And the thing about it is too, when you are a dude, it's like totally untrue. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. Fuck you. How about that? I wanna say one last thing. I think also is this. Then if you stop whatever you're doing, then you fucked. Like I made a video like, to keep niggas loyalty to you once you open up that shit and then you stop, you fucked anyway. So Nicki, in my opinion, he never had a chance, man, because he looked different than everybody else, okay? He had to prove himself probably a little bit more hard than everybody else, and he was putting niggas on. He could never stop. You know what I'm saying? He could never stop. So once he cut everybody off, he would be done himself. So he was in too deep. Go ahead. Let me do this. So, what time is it out there, man? Oh, yeah. Shout out to Extreme Day. Environment trumps everything. I think you should identify the environment which you're raised. I was an NGU life. Live based on an African American lineage. You are what your ground is what you are. I mean, exactly. Like, if I have a child in Uganda and they grow up here, that child is not going to grow up tolerant ABUS from way the fuck over here. Shout out to Jason Jackson. He says, Jason Johnson, as someone listened to Nipsey for 10 years, exceptionally that he is a gangster rapper, but honestly, it was really motivational for me as far as losing men, people want to win. That, I know for a fact, he had those messages and that shit. My boy, is a big Nipsey name. But anyways, man, let me go ahead on and shout some of the people out for Super Chats. You know, we got a whole lot. Let me do this real quick, man. Who's seen my new channel, right? Kent Ganda. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. I have a new channel. That's why I'm in Africa. And my new channel got some nice-looking chicks on there, man. So y'all need to check your boy out, man. I'm doing some big things out here on the continent, man. Shout-out to Mean the Dream, the African Side of what made Nipsey a business savvy. Ha-ha-ha, listen to this. I guarantee you, Greg, preach them how to have an entrepreneur mindset. Come on, dog. Mean the Dream, Mr. You take these last top drivers with Nip. Next video said, BMT, thank you, brother. RKL, JD, Diamond Dash, all had a love triangle with Aaliyah. BMT, didn't Suge Knight marry Dre Woman and the Dream of Lil Wayne had the same day mom they shared around? Absolutely. TN, oh, shit, how you like your eggs? Ronnie McIntyre had Lawrence, suffered an untimely death. Thousands of wounds we had. Nipsey's name, all Kodak was deeply everybody to it. Meller Mar, great show. Love to see Sean D. Kodak going to gain a lot of cloud situations, so it's a win, regardless of how stupid it is. I agree. He may have done it for reading alone. Again, Daniel Ross, keep me wild, not calm down. Everybody, thank you for the support on the show, man. Let me do this real quick. I have a new channel that's based out of Africa, right? I don't want you guys to leave this yet, but it's called King Ganda. It's appeared a few times on the Advice show, and basically, your boy is out here creating content, but it's So if you don't really like that kind of stuff, then you might not subscribe. But check out my new channel right there, right? That's the King Kyder channel. And hit the bell. You know, I want to basically make it more better for the brothers out there that, yeah, I met a brother today that at the mall, man, 2 hours ago. And he said, man, if it wasn't for my traveling to Africa, he would never win. So for those brothers who are interested, he's getting married to a chick out here now. He said, man, I want to thank you because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be out here. He got married to the African woman and everything. He's coming back. I met like 3 guys out here this week that told me that. So subscribe to my new channel right there, King Kyder. Everybody, if you're interested in what's going on in Kenya, Uganda, you know, it's your boy creating his first direction, his first channel top to bottom. You know, so I thank you, Uni, I Survive Sub. So check out some of the content. We're going to do a new video tonight after the Rumble. So support what your brothers is doing out here, man. You know, Wayne Omega, I'm an ADOS motherfucker for real, but, you know, I do believe in, you know, helping Africa to a certain degree and making some kind of relationship for the people. So so it's hard work, right? It's hard work. But I want to thank the brothers out there because the brothers is the reason why King Kyder is even where it's at. Like, you know, we got the site, we got this, we got the shows. So black men really helped me in doing this, man. So thank you all for the support. Subscribe to Bell over there. Anything else you want to say, LAR? All right, so guys, we're going to be on the Rumble a little bit later on today. Thank you. Look at all the stuff I'm getting on King Kyder, man. Can I get 23 more? That's the move, bro. Thank you, Stop by Henry. ZDA, subscribe. Do a tour, O'Shea. Nah. All right. So, but it's not me on the channel, though. It's other people on the channel. Yeah, you're going to see a lot on there, man. So, you know, not a lot of looking young ladies over there. So, what up, JPV? Let's see what we got. It just launched yesterday. So, anyway, peace out, man. I'm out. Peace. Okay. Oh, shit.
Hi guys, welcome back to the King Kyder channel. This is the channel that you should be subscribing to. You know it. I'm Sonia Kaikara and I'm your host. Today we're here in Makerere University and we're going to be asking the questions that, you know, no one asks. We're going to be getting down and we're going to be asking all that you want to know from Uganda. Subscribe to our channel and yeah, let's get to it. We are here to ask these two lovely gentlemen, who cheats more, men or women?
Welcome.
Let's get right to it. So, who cheats more, men or women?
I think women cheat more than men.
Why would you say that?
Because, as we know, that men are the ones, one message that was sent, men leave their wives at home and their wives think that they're looking for the same. So, they tend to go out to look for why they are black, because men, and the way it comes when they are late, so they need to be time. So when men are not around, they just go outside looking for what they don't have.
So have you been cheated on?
No.
Fucking liar. Are you sure?
No.
Yeah. It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
Comes from like a personal place.
Really, I've never been cheated on.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, of course, I've had many issues and other things.
Do you have an ex?
No.
Hey guys, back with another video. I just was on Tommy Sotomayor Jr.'s channel and I was listening to an interview Tommy was having with a lady in which Tommy told lie after lie after lie. He was lying so much that even he was ashamed. And this is coming from a... I never thought that Tommy had any shame. If you listen to half the stuff he says, and the amount of lies, I didn't think he had any shame. I don't know who this lady who was with, who he was lying to, as usual, but he actually felt that I could tell he was ashamed with all the lies he was telling. Still claiming that he gets 80 million views per month. I remember, like, 2-3 years ago when I first came on the scene, I already showed that he was lying in regards to that. And that's back in the day when he was in his heyday, when he was getting the best numbers he ever had, and he had so many channels. Now, it's almost a struggle for even seeing his material, because most of his channels are down. He barely gets 100,000 views. I mean, I think he recently got something like that when he was trying to be the leech that he is. He was trying to use the death of Unity Hustle, I believe. Used his name to try and build... well, that's what Tommy does. He uses other people's names that build his platform. Then he'll complain of other people calling him out and then accuse them of using his name to build their platform. You know, just like how he steals other people's quotes and then tries to pass it off as his own, and then tries to roast other people who use the quotes that he stole from other people. You see how it goes. He takes from other people, and then he'll accuse the other people of taking from him, even if he has no proof that they took from him. All he needs to do is say so, and that's good enough. But that was standard. He's still going on this 8